Now, here's another verse, and it's strong language. I hope that you're able to take strong language these days. Verse 2, a bastard shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord, even to his 10th generation shall he not enter into the congregation of the Lord. Now, what does that mean? That means simply this, that you have to be born again, a child of God. There are a lot of folk running around today saying, I'm a child of the king, and they're not a child of the king. They're illegitimate. The language that's used here is pretty strong, but that's what it says. God says, the man today that's religious and is not born again, that man is illegitimate. He's not my son at all. God makes that very clear. The Lord said to Nicodemus, he was a religious man, but he wasn't born again. He wasn't really a child of God, but he was saying he was. He wore phylacteries. He was a Pharisee. He was a ruler of the people, a spiritual ruler. And yet that man was illegitimate. Our Lord says, you must be born again. He almost rudely interrupted him and told him that. Oh, there are a lot of folk today in our churches. I've been holding meetings for quite a few pastors over this country, in all denominations and some that are not denominations. And a Baptist pastor told me back east, in fact, in the Middle West, I should say, he said to me, he says, you know, McGee, there are a lot of baptized pagans today that are hell-doomed sinners. And they think because they've been baptized that they are a child of God. God says, my friend, that an illegitimate son's not going to heaven. He shall not enter the congregation of the Lord. God says, I don't have children like that. All of mine are legitimate, and they must be born again. That's a good question, isn't it, to ask today of many of you folk. Have you been born again? Do you know Christ as your Savior? To as many as received him, to them gave he the right, the exousion power, to become the sons of God, even to those that don't do any more nor less than simply trust in him, believe in his name. Now let me ask you the question. I have a right to ask it because it's his question, not mine. Have you been born again? Are you a legitimate child of God? And my friend, if you haven't trusted Christ as your Savior, now I don't care how many ceremonies you've been through. I don't care how many churches you've joined. And I don't care about how religious you might be. You're not a child of the king. You're illegitimate. His word here is a good word, by the way, but I've only used it once.